I'm doing okay. It's a rough life.
Mark Marlowe lives on the sidewalk at the corner of Kalaakaua and Kapahulu Avenues in Waikiki. He's 52 years old and has open sores on his left leg. It's swollen and red from the knee to the ankle.
A lot of it's cellulitis.
Yeah, I've gotten MRSA, antibiotic-resistant flesh-eating bacteria.
There was one time, man, I was calling an ambulance about my leg. I called them twice, three times, and they wouldn't take me. Then they finally took me. That's when I spent 2 months in the hospital and had three operations.
Marlowe is among the most medically vulnerable. He needs permanent supportive housing and intensive case management. Colin Kippen is the state coordinator on homelessness.
The reason we're picking that group is because they are already costing the system untold number of dollars that we're paying for emergency rooms, for 911 services, and for all these other things. So find these people, get them the services they need, and then what we'll see is an immediate decrease in these costs that we're now bearing as taxpayers and an increase in their health and their wellness.
By receiving permanent supportive housing up front, homeless people sign a lease and must follow rules set forth in that lease. Suzanne Wagner is the principal consultant for Housing Innovations based in New York. Wagner says conservatively, 10% of the population has substance abuse issues, but not all get in trouble because of bad behavior.
The focus in Housing First is on helping people correct the behaviors or adjust the behaviors that create problems for them in maintaining their housing, as opposed to addressing those underlying conditions for the sake of addressing those conditions.
The affordable housing model in New York includes buildings that are occupied by low-income renters and those who have come up from homelessness. Low-income tax credits are used to subsidize rent for all the occupants. Housing Innovations consultant Andrea White says affordable rentals are desirable.
The average unit, and we're talking about largely Manhattan and the outer boroughs, we can get a bit bigger, but they're usually self-contained units that would be considered a studio, and they're usually about 200 square feet. And a studio is great housing in New York City, particularly Manhattan.
New York also has so-called scattersite housing integrated in buildings throughout the city. Joy Rutger is a homeless advocate in Hawaii who has worked in the field for 30 years. Rutger says the approach to homelessness has evolved over the years from treating addictions to getting people off the street first.
With harm reduction, it helps people to have time to think about a value change. And people only change behavior when they have a value shift. And we were imposing recovery value system on people that wanted housing.
Meanwhile, back in Waikiki, Marlowe looks down at his swollen leg and says if he goes back to the hospital, the doctor will amputate.
I'm afraid to go back there. They're going to cut it. It's hard for me to get around.
On any given night, 380 homeless people sleep on the sidewalks or in doorways in downtown Honolulu. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.